Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Welcome to New Life Live. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn, who's scheduled to arrive here at any minute. But we invite you to stay tuned to New Life Live.
I find myself constantly trying to take care of everything for my husband.
I'm in a marriage. Just got married 3 months ago, and it's a complete disaster.
I feel like my life is nothing but a rut.
Well, that's good news, because a rut has two open ends. A grave has the ends already filled in.
Boundaries don't have to have timelines. You just simply say, when this behavior ceases, when you get into therapy, when you do the following things, then we will talk.
God's whole program is, when we've been trying it one way, then we try it His way.
Play therapy or drawing, art therapy, that works really well
Takes
with children.
Time.
That's what your 30 days of celibacy has brought to light, is that, okay, you can manage this, but boy, he can't. Well, welcome to New Life Live, and I'm sitting in the driver's chair for a while, and we're awaiting
Steve will be joining us. Soon.
He's had his problems today with airlines.
Yes.
Well, how are you doing with Christmas?
I'm doing well. Yes, it's the countdown, isn't it?
It's the countdown, yes. We've got five more days, I guess. That's four more shopping days.
Yes. Well, and I have my daughter's birthday, too.
Oh, that's
tomorrow.
Right. Noel.
Yeah, Noel.
That's neat, yes. Well, we have had some fun doing some shows with Larry.
Yes, yes.
And now
trying to get in the Christmas spirit. Have you come along, Dave? Are you a little more in the Christmas spirit now that it's almost here?
Yeah, because the work.
Because
most of the work, so we're in good shape, yes. It's amazing how so much of it falls on the wives.
And
the mothers. When I do my little bah humbug thing, it's like, that's not very nice, because I'm not the one doing all the work, and it's time to fix it. Yes.
Right. Yes.
Now, what do you have a special tradition that you do? Any special thing that's in the whole Christmas thing that is unique?
That is unique? I don't know that we do anything unique. I mean, because we do the typical open up pajamas the night before, which is very important. Even as my kids have gotten older, they still want pajamas. You know, the pajamas
so
have changed.
New set.
Something on Christmas Eve. And, you know, we really like that time after we've gone to church and dinner, and we come back and we sit around the tree. And it's really not about what's in the box, because they kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that quiet, I think, before the day gets underway.
That's very special.
Yeah, just to be together and to think about, you know, we try to talk about the meaning of Christmas at that time.
Yeah, I think that's something that we get caught up in the busyness of it and forget to talk about the meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the meaning of Christmas is Easter. And because if you didn't have a Christmas, you wouldn't have an Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have an Easter, there wouldn't be any meaningfulness to the Christmas story, because
he
came in order to live and die and pay the penalty so that we could have life everlasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the fulfillment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got, what happened to our callers? Well, let's go to one of the calls here.
Okay.
And we'll talk to Tom, who's calling from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Tom. How can we help?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to make this straight to the point. Quick. I'm a Christian, and I just came back to... Now I live in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Washington, D.C. Area. And I just came back for Thanksgiving with a family and found out that my brother, my only brother, you know, who's going to get divorced because, he doesn't admit this, but his family and other friends thinking that he had a drug problem, and that You know, he wake up his wife middle of the night asking for money and things like that.
Oh,
So this was new to you.
Tom, we need to go to a break, but we'll come back. We'll get to your question.
Two years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas's house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
Call Gill Travel at 1-800-223-3855. You can also get that off of our website. Ask for Donna.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
And we're back, and we're talking to Tom from Orlando, Florida, who listens on WTLN, the great station there in Orlando.
Yes, I was just in Orlando.
I actually ordered some material from your ministry for Every Man's Bible, books and CD and things like that. It's very helpful. Thank you for that.
Now,
what's
your question about your brother? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like he's got a drug problem with what he's doing with his wife, and he's going to deny it because that's the nature of an addiction. What's your question for us, Tom?
My question is, while I was there, he alluded that he liked to, because once they get divorced, he has no place to stay. So he alluded that he'd like to come down and stay with me and my family here. You know, as my only brother, I had no problem with that. But my only concern is that if he still had a drug problem, I don't know what he would do to, you know, to my family if that were to happen.
Well,
and I just don't know what to do. I love him so much, but I just, at the same time, I don't want to put my family in harm's way either.
He would create chaos, just like he did in his marriage. So,
I think it's a great opportunity, Tom, to tell him how much you love him. And because you love him, you're going to have to say no to him until he gets some help for his drug problem. You know, this is a time where if he has no place to stay, it would be a perfect time for him to go into treatment and really take care of things. And look at, you know, what caused his marriage to fall apart, that being, you know, his drug problem.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was more to it than that, but that's a big part of it.
Now, you don't have to prove that he has a drug problem. You know, that's not part of the deal.
You don't have to argue with him about that.
And if he wants to argue about that, just say, well, that's our difference of opinion in that is my concern.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, you know, there's evidence of something that's going out of whack, and I don't want to bring that into my family. I love you.
Right.
I want to be able to help you, but I don't want to bring that chaos into my own family. So you got to level with me in terms of what's going on, and you got to be honest with me because that's how I would approach him, and then it would depend on how he reacts. And my guess is he will react. He'll be very reactive.
Mad.
He'll get mad. He'll get upset. He'll get defensive. And those are all signs that say there's a problem here, and I don't want to make it my problem and my family's problem.
Right. Right, because you would hope that he would be grieved by that and hear you. But that's not what happens when people are denying their drug use.
And denial is a part of any addiction,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Tom, the thing for you that is hard for people when we're really close to somebody and we love them and we don't want to lose them, it's really hard to say no to them.
Right.
Especially if we know they're going to be upset or threaten to, you know, end relationship with us, or
right.
And so the thing that we naturally want to do is kind of appease them. Okay, well, maybe if I give them a place to stay, you know, but that's just,
we'll do it for a month.
That just is how people get involved in situations where they're enabling bad behavior.
And then you don't know how to get out of it.
Right. Yeah. So be prepared for him to react in a negative way. We hope not, but most likely that's the case.
Do you have any workshop that may help with something like this?
We have several programs, treatment programs, that we can put you in touch with and have as options. And if you'll hold on the line, we'll explain those to you as we go off.
But do you have any materials that if he wants to read or something may help?
No. We'll send you a copy of the Life Recovery Bible that you can give him. That's a 12-step Bible, and it's written for people like him.
And the Book of Life Recovery Workbook?
Send the Bible.
Okay, yeah. Just send the Bible.
Yeah, just the Bible. Thanks for your call, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you all. God bless.
Thank you. Well, let's see.
Sorry, I'm forgetting the title of that book. What is it called?
Book of Life Recovery.
Okay, that's the workbook.
Yeah, that's the workbook.
Okay.
Well, that's one of the workbooks. There's also a workbook for the Life Recovery Bible.
Okay. A lot of good tools.
Okay, let's see. Who are we going to talk to next? Somebody covered it up there. Let's talk to Christy, who's calling from Rockwell, Texas, and who watches us on television. Mm-hmm. Hi, Christy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And how can I help you?
I'm 6 years old. I get bronchitis every year. I've had pneumonia twice. At the end or toward the end of the recover, I get extremely depressed. And I wonder, what have I lost in my body and my chemistry and my brain that I need to replenish, and how do I replenish that?
Well, what kind of meds are you on for the
bronchitis? I just finished the erythromycin, a strong Bromed DM, and some cough tablets in the day. I was on NyQuil and aspirin and ibuprofen.
Oh, wow.
And Christy, you say this happens every year, and then after...
Every year,
and then you get depressed afterwards.
And how long does the depression last?
Normally, this is the third week of bronchitis. Pneumonia goes 6 weeks. Bronchitis can go into 4 weeks with the drainage.
No. How long does the depression last afterwards?
The depression part.
Oh, the depression can last for months.
My sense is you're getting depleted in terms of your immune system and with everything that you're taking, and you've got to offset that with multivitamins and things like that will keep your immune system functioning.
Well, and I also wonder, because I've had people that I've seen who actually the antibiotics and the things they take for the sicknesses cause the depression in them. I've had people become suicidal on different antibiotics. And so I think that's important to look at, because if you're having illnesses every year the same length of time, I'm wondering if a different course of treatment might work better for you. Because that's a lot to go through, Christy.
Amen.
I would talk to my doctor and say, what can I be taking along with this stuff that will build up my immune system?
Mm-hmm.
Because... if you get depleted in terms of your dopamine and serotonin, you're going to experience depression, and those drugs maybe are doing that to you. And so there's got to be some way that you can prepare for that. And
absolutely, and you might seek out some alternative types of treatment, some natural methods and things like that.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to Regina from Des Moines, Iowa, listens online, and you've got an interesting question that looked like might stir up some interest in our listeners here. What's your question for us, Regina?
Is it Regina?
Oh, it's Regina.
Regina.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to know how to reframe my mind so that when I see a bumper sticker with a political candidate that I disagree with, or I am in a social situation with people who are opposite voters than I, that I can tame my mind because my thoughts are so bitter and angry. Just a little perspective, I am worried and angry about what is happening in America today, and I just, because I'm so attentive to current events, I'm just so conscious of all the people that don't see things the way I see it, and I don't like the person I am inside because of this.
Well, that's honest.
That is.
We appreciate that. It is. It's a very polarized culture mm-hmm. today where people on the opposite side probably would say the same things that you're just saying
right.
in terms of how to get along. I think that let me tell you what I think and what I do with it all. I come back to a biblical context that says that mm-hmm. God puts the rulers in place for a purpose, and so if I don't like who's there, I have to acknowledge the fact that God is the one who is in control, and there's a reason why. Either it could be punishing, it could be correcting, it could be I don't know what it is, but I want to step back and say, God is still on his throne. God is in control. God is allowing these things to happen because he sets up the princes mm-hmm. and the rulers, and he does all of those things. And I want to get that perspective back to where I see that. And then as I get that perspective back, I'm not as intensely involved. And maybe then the next step is to kind of is to be open to say, what is it I need to understand and learn in this situation about myself and about God's mm-hmm. control and about the opposition?
And Dave, you can also, Regina, look in the Old Testament and look in context of history, mm-hmm. right? And all the kings and how there was a good king and then there was a series of bad kings, right? And so this is nothing new. Well, mm-hmm. we think this is everything right now, and this is nothing new. It's been going on like this forever. And, it's great to be, up on current events. I think we should be. I love some of that myself, too. But I think we have to be careful that it doesn't become such an obsession, right, mm-hmm. that we make the principles more important than people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get so angry that you become the very thing that you're angry about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what, kind of that thing, what would Jesus do in mm-hmm. a given situation?
And there's several places in the epistles where we're warned about mm-hmm. how we speak about our leaders.
To each other.
To each other. So that,
how
that,
we treat.
That as believers, there's the sense in which we are strangers, we're pilgrims here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not our final home. And so we need to be honoring God in all of our behavior. So the next time you see that bumper sticker, maybe what God wants you to do is, pray for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for the driver. Don't cut them off or run them off the road. Pray for them. And as you do that, you're going to change some of your perspective and how you think and how you're interpreting it.
Mm-hmm.
And, when we're told, when Jesus tells us to, or Paul tells us to love our enemies, that's a pretty big demand in today's culture. And believers don't take that very seriously.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to win people with our arguments.
No.
Yeah, I know that. I have one other quick thing.
Sure.
Right now I'm in a very small prayer group, and it's obvious that the other members all think the opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
And every
mm-hmm.
once in a while there's some political thing that they remark that tells me that is so. And I've honestly thought just about leaving the group, not telling them that's the reason, but I just feel like I have to keep all that so close to my vest so I don't reveal.
Hmm.
And I suppose you're going to tell me no.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
we're
going
to tell you. Don't leave the group unless you tell them what's going on
mm-hmm.
and stand up for what you believe. Maybe
seriously?
You don't feel... Seriously?
Well, I don't think you have to have political debates, but it's certainly fine to say, I realize that I think different than the rest of you, and sometimes I feel uncomfortable in this group.
Yeah, And you know, the dialogue that comes out of that may be a very healing one for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that before I would just leave because.
Wow,
Regina, I have my family is split, my entire family. So holidays and things like that, we don't talk about politics.
Yeah,
we don't talk about certain things because it mm-hmm. gets too heated. And we'd rather enjoy each other and just agree to disagree.
So don't have to tell them what you believe. Just say, you know, we're on different pages here, and, mm-hmm. and I feel uncomfortable. Just the way Jill said it would be the way I would say it. I'm going to send you are what you think, because it talks about how we can control our emotions by being in control of our thoughts. Our thoughts create our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we change our thoughts, we can change the emotional part. But we appreciate your call, and we appreciate the bind that you're in, because it's a very common feeling right mm-hmm. now, I think, in our culture. Well, you're listening to New Life Live. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, and I'm kind of hosting this as we wait for our real host to come.
Into hosting, yes.
And Dr. Jill Hubbard is here with me, and we're glad that you're with us. We'll be back in a minute to take your next phone call.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, sitting in for Steve Arterburn. And Steve is now in the studio. He's going to sit in for me.
Yeah, I am.
We're kind of sitting in different. And Dr.
And
Jill
I'm just
Hubbard.
Here for myself.
Hey, you know.
For everybody else. But
you know how when a plane's late and then you get rebooked and then mm-hmm. you get a middle seat and then you realize why you were late because you're talking to someone and it's a significant thing?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen.
There wasn't a God moment there?
No. Oh, there was the other day. I was talking to a guy the other day while I was waiting for my flight, and he said, yeah, my son got in trouble with pornography, and so I had to get him some help. And I said, well, where did you get the help? And he said, Steve Arterburn's Every Man's Battle. I said, I'm Steve Arterburn.
All right,
go ahead, Dave.
Oh, well, talking about Every Man's Battle, the first one is coming up in January, the 10th through the 12th, in Washington, D.C., and we, on an earlier program, were urging someone to make it to that one, because mm-hmm. don't wait for the one in your area. Get there right away. There's a testimony here from Alex. And he was talking about his experience at Every Man's Battle. He said, I experienced something I've never felt before. that I still have a lot of pain stored up from my childhood, and that is affecting my wife and children. I also discovered that I've been lying to myself, saying that I didn't have a big problem and I could do it alone. But most importantly, I discovered that I can win the battle and achieve sexual purity. Also, that it's not going to be easy, but not to ever lose hope. So knowing that I can be victorious makes me feel like I can start a new life, not only for my family, but most important for Christ. I have now seen the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
That's an that's just a repeated testimony of so many guys that finally get there and discover that that those 2 days are transforming.
Mm-hmm. It makes all the difference.
It's a big, big deal. And it is so easy to just live a lie, kind of deluded and mm-hmm. then deceptive. And boy, when you go and you see those men, their life lightens up. Mm-hmm. It brightens up, and it's significant. It changes everything.
You could literally see it from the Friday when they come and the Sunday mm-hmm. when they leave,
right.
the transformation that takes place in these guys.
Great.
It's exciting.
Well, and we wouldn't be doing them every month if it didn't work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're filling them every month.
Yep.
Well, let's go back to the calls. We're going to go to Samantha from Houston, Texas, listens on KKHT, the station there in Houston. Hi, Samantha. How can we help?
Hi. I was calling in because I had I've been having, like, trying to consume guilt. So what I'm noticing is sometimes by doing that, I become like bitter. Like how the last caller was saying, the feeling she was saying by the politics, I have that same feeling, but it's bitterness because of my own guilt, I believe. And it's like I want to move forward, and I'll ask God and I'll pray about it, and I'll say, well, God, can you forgive me? And I'll say, I don't want to have these feelings because I know they're not of you, and I know these are not the kind of feelings that I agree with neither. And you notice, but it still happens.
You don't feel guilty about not spending enough time with your kids, do you? Because I hear them
no,
in the background
not
there.
Really, not really that, but it's more so like because of the things I want to do, but it's also like guilt because of like other things that I didn't done like in my past. So in those different circumstances. They still tend to get to me, even though I'm not that person I was before. They still have a hold on me.
Now, are you in any kind of support group with other women? Are you in a Bible study, women's Bible study, or any place like
MOPS
that?
MOPS group.
Huh?
Are you in any kind of Bible study for women or support group for women?
No.
Oh.
And if I was, I probably still wouldn't speak like about my past issues.
Yeah,
I tend to like listen to other people.
Okay.
Let me give you a picture in the book of Isaiah, the sixth chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah, when the king died, he's despondent. He goes into the temple and suddenly has a vision of God in all of His power and all of His glory, and he says, "I am doomed." Because I have seen God, see. And God sends one of the seraphim, whatever those are worshiping beings around him, with a hot coal and touches his lips. And then what he says to him is, your guilt is removed and your sin is forgiven. Now, you've got to have that kind of an experience, and you can't do it in isolation. He did it in isolation because God was visibly there, but you need to be in a group of ladies where you can be honest, and they can say.
Well, then it's kind of hard for me to do that because I'm a parent, and then I work,
right.
I have volunteering and different things that I do during the day, so it's kind of hard for me to move around to get to, like.
You gotta have that support group,
right? So you're volunteering. You work and you have kids, and you're volunteering.
Yeah.
Okay, so where is the giving to you? To be a good mom, to work, to handle all that you're handling, you have to have some people putting into your life.
Yeah. And, you know...
Well, see, I do. I mean, I'd have different... Like, with the volunteering I did, it's like, it is prayer rather around it, too. I mean, if I have something that comes up, I do communicate that with the volunteer. So,
yeah, but
pray
I want
about
you to talk,
it.
Well, I want to talk about... a book I wrote a long time ago called Safe Places, which is what she needs.
Yep.
Because if you're only praying about surface things and never really fully opening up, then where's the hope?
Or volunteering to appease your guilt.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
The guilt won't go anywhere.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
At the Lose It for Life workshop, Steve Arterburn will teach you that it's not what you're eating that's putting on the weight, but what's eating you. And you'll have group sessions with a New Life group counselor to help you uncover and begin healing your past hurts.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
The next Lose It for Life workshop is Friday, January 24th through the 26th in Orange County, California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. You don't have to be defined by what you weigh any longer. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be. And I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. And talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend. Or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Well, we're back, and we're talking to Samantha, and Safe Places.
Yeah, you know, the reason that I think Samantha doesn't go to some kind of support group is that she doesn't think it's a matter of life and death. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it is. If you are living with shame, you are carrying around death. And we know that when we open up, the new life is experienced in sharing our money, sharing our problems. Mm-hmm. It's just a sharing way of life. And you can't just, share what has bloomed or blossomed out of the problem. You got to go down and share the roots. And when you do that, you can pull that thing out of there and you can live free. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to be feeding it with shame, guilt, and all sorts of other behaviors. Like Jill, you were saying, maybe volunteering is just to...
to appease that, to try to be good enough. You know, the secrets women keep would be a good one for her,
we'll
too.
We'll send that to her, huh?
Good. Okay, Samantha, there's two of them coming to you.
Not that you have time to read with little kids, but you can.
No, I don't have Safe Places, you know. That's,
oh, you don't have that one. Okay.
I think
it's just the concept.
It's one of the... No, I wrote it, but it's not in print anymore. Like many of the...
Like many of those that we did.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll say Secrets Women Keep.
Secret Women.
But you've got to have a place where you can bring these things out into the open and experience the healing of other people affirming you. You'd ask whether you were holding yourself back, and I think you are.
Yes, by hiding those parts of
Jill, I would subtitle your book, The Secrets Women Keep, But Don't Have To.
Ah, that's good. Where were you?
I don't know. I was around.
That's good. I like that, Steve.
Well, let's go to Carol, who's been holding for quite a while, calling from Dallas, Texas, listens on KWRD. Hi, Carol. How can we help? Carol?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Good.
I'm here.
Good.
Thank you. I've been so tickled to hear the wonderful testimonies of what the Lord's doing in these men with pornography addictions.
Yes.
And I deal with my own addiction, which is food. And yes, I am in... Wednesday nights, I'm in a Lose It for Life class, and Sunday nights I'm in a Celebrate Recovery, and then Tuesday, Thursdays I'm in Al-Anon. But all of this has come about because about 5 years ago I read the book Thin Within by the, I can't remember, the Hallidays, the husband and wife team.
Yeah.
And since then I have
Judy
pursued
Hallidays,
your...
I think.
Pardon me?
I think it's Judy Halliday.
Judy Halliday, and I can't remember what his name is. Dave, may, I'm not sure, but anyway. And then I have your boundary books. In the last few years, I've been connecting with your ministry more. With the, I have a Life Recovery Bible, and that's part of my daily devotionals. And anyhow, I've been in a marriage for 27 and a half years, and through the process of reading, I guess I've in the last year, I've been receiving some of June Hunt's ministry, biblical counseling keys here in the Metroplex, and come to find out that the things I'm encountering in my marriage are emotional, mental, and verbal abuse. The physical abuse stopped the first 5 years, after the first 5 years. No, I didn't report it. I did go to the doctor and all, but lied about what had occurred. So, anyway, but my thing is that I am back this summer. I left for 3 weeks, left the letter for reconciliation. I went on the marriage reconciliation class website and pulled off the 8 steps of reconciliation and left that. I'm back home now, but I'm just done. I'm done. And my family, my parents are in the angry stage of grieving.
What is he like that causes you to be done?
He's a narcissist, and he's not gone for counseling. He will not do marriage counseling. I'm seeing a counselor here in the Metroplex once a week. I've been seeing a counselor for about 2 years. I've been in Celebrate Recovery for 2 years, Al-Anon about a year and a half. But anyway, he's not willing to work on anything. It's always my fault. He pesters me to the point to where it's abuse and thinks it's funny. Just cruelty. And I'm finding out through a book I'm reading from my counselor that what the stressors do to me and my body, and I'm seeing those reactive. And my question is, I know that's what you guys need to get to the bottom of, is I'm getting some opposition from my parents about leaving. They're like, well, you know, there's not a lot of good guys out there, and not a lot of good guys left out. And it's like, I'm not leaving to get a guy. I just don't want to live this way for 27 more years. And I was born and raised in an Assembly of God home.
What is the question for us?
My question is, I don't want to say I'm doubting leaving, but when my parents oppose it and they're trying these matchmaking schemes, I guess it's guilt. I'm feeling, you know, but I've been in denial, and I'm not. I mean, Al-Anon and Celebrate Recovery.
So ask all that. Ask all that in the form of a question. Let us help.
Okay. Is there really just cause for divorce when you have tried 27 and a half years, when there is emotional, mental, and verbal abuse, and your spouse will not get help? Not together, not independently, nothing.
Dave, it's your show. What do you think?
Yeah, I knew you'd default to him. Yeah,
no, okay, yeah. I won't then. I won't default to you. No, you really, for divorce, you really don't have grounds for divorce, but you do have grounds for safety and grounds for hoping that a bold move might produce change in him. Mm-hmm. You know, for 27 and a half years, you've gone along with this, and all of a sudden, it's kind of like you trained this guy that it's okay. Uh-huh. Imagine what would have happened if you had had a different response from the very first time there was any emotion. See, so you have to accept some responsibility for it.
But you're not
forced to stay in proximity of him to experience that. If he wants you by his side, then he needs to either stop and be kind, or he needs to get help where he can be kind. And if he can't be kind, then you're certainly justified to not live with him, but I don't think you have justification for divorce. So that's my non-defaulting answer.
And if you're not interested in finding somebody new anyway,
right?
Right.
The problem's in remarriage. It's not in divorce.
Right. So there's, you can separate and stay married. You know, you can seek safety.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I did this summer. And we do not have children, unfortunately. We've never been blessed with children. And I work, my type of work I do, I'm a special needs teacher and work with severe and profound children. Mm. So God has provided that outlet for me, for my love into that, which is absolutely a beautiful thing.
Hey, what's his reaction or what's his response to your separating?
Oh, just said I was playing games. Never heard from him in the 3 weeks I was gone. Never heard of, never a phone call.
Is he a believer?
Nothing.
Is he a believer?
Yes, he claims to be, yes.
Hmm. Well, man, that's pretty tough to hear when you can't even conduct a relationship in your own home.
Wow.
And so I just, like I said, I'm weary of what it's doing to me physically, and I'm just, you know, I'm looking and going 27, because I was in it for the haul, but I'm like, I'm done. I'm the personality, I put up and I put up and put up, and then when I'm done, I'm way overdone.
Did you say physical abuse was in there, too?
That was
the first 5 years. Yeah, first 5 years there was.
All right.
You know, so, Carol, we were talking about you being safe, and you might even tell him, I need to leave because I don't feel safe. I would ask him if he feels safe with you.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's on the attack constantly, and I wonder if early on, even if it's... his own perception that may not be accurate. I wonder if there's a feeling of he doesn't feel safe with you emotionally. Because that's a lot of times that can be an issue. Well, just put the question out there. Not that you should do anything different, but just to kind of pose that. Some awareness about him.
The truth would be that he doesn't feel safe anywhere. But
no, he doesn't. Yeah.
But whether he will admit to that will be an interesting
But he pokes and makes you feel unsafe. So,
has he ever told you what his childhood was like?
I know his very, very controlling mom. She's been controlling in our marriage. He defends her. He's scared of her, virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 52, and, you know.
How sad.
So I'm, well, that's okay. I just appreciate your willingness to visit about this.
All right, I'm going to send you, I'll send you the 7-minute marriage solution, and it'll give you 7 things to stop doing and 7 things to start, and maybe even after 27 and a half years it could have an impact.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
God
gentlemen
bless you.
And ladies.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Coming up in January 24th to the 26th is Lose It for Life coming to Orange County. And if you call now, you might be able to get a sort of a, not an early bird special.
It's a double dog early bird special, I think.
For that one? Well, that's for the Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend. Those are in February 28th.
They can argue with our people, though.
Yeah, you can get for it. Yeah. Go for it. That's right. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. You're listening to New Life Live. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, and I'm here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, and the other co-host is Steve Arburn.
Late and regretful. And but
sitting in a different chair. So let's talk to Jim, who's calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listens on WORD. Hi, Jim. How can we help?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a problem. I've been married for 17 years. In the past 7 years, we've been separated. And I can't get it. I don't have enough money to get the divorce. And she filed for it, but she don't have the money either. And she's living with the guy she left me for 7 years ago. She's living with the guy at the...
Wow.
It's tough.
You know, there are services that are with paralegals that will do the whole divorce thing for $300-$400, at least in California there are. I would assume that they're also in Pennsylvania.
And also, Jim, you should ask somebody at the county divorce location about the word bifurcation, which means that you can be legally, morally, officially not married to this person, even though maybe you don't have the money or the time to sift through all the things that need to be sifted through. So you certainly, she's living with another guy, you're entitled to that divorce or that separation. But I think a combination of talking with them about that, and then as Dave said, there is usually a legal aid society or something that's offered.
There's even books out on it.
Yeah,
they
have to be uncontested to do it, but I would think that your situation, there's not much to contest at this stage.
Even if it's contested, you can
still
do
bifurcate.
What's called bifurcation
and
work out the details later.
You know, I'd like to date now, but I don't do it because of my religion.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm stuck, you know, without dating nobody. And I don't know what to do. Like, you know, I just...
Well, are you in a singles group in a church?
No, they don't have any.
They don't have any.
Hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, people do things as a group, and it gets you socialized to... You know, back out with a group of other singles, and it becomes, especially if it's church-based, it becomes a very positive experience.
But it sounds like this may be holding you back, Jim. This is something that you need to take care of and get behind you.
Yeah.
Because your wife has moved on, the years are passing by, and you're still in that holding pattern, just emotionally.
I bet if you Googled how do you get a divorce in Pennsylvania without any money, you'd find a way. That's what I'd do. In the meantime,
if that's what you're wanting,
I think Dave's really on track there. You need to find some other single folks to be around.
Well, the guy she left me for, 7 years ago, she's living with him.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, that's painful.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she, you know, there's no urgency for her. She's doing what she wants, and there's just the becoming free of the moral obligation is what's holding you back. And I, you know, the Googling how to get a cheap divorce in Pennsylvania,
or Google bifurcation in Pennsylvania, and that may lead you to the right place.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we gonna send him?
Send him healing as a choice.
Yeah, that's
a good
idea.
One. Yep. Good.
Thanks for your call, Jim. We've got that coming to you in the mail. Let's see. Let's go to Jackie.
We were talking about how sometimes it's hard to pick.
Jackie, who is calling from West Covina, listens in California here on KKLA. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello. How can we help?
Okay. Well, I'm calling because I have a daughter that's addicted to all kind of drugs, cocaine mm-hmm. and all that. And she's a 30-year-old, and she goes in and out of treatment. But then she doesn't stay clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out what else I can do. She has all these consequences and stuff that happen, but it doesn't seem to be helping. Like right now, the youngest granddaughter is in foster care, and I'm in the process of getting her out. But mm-hmm. my daughter, still, she goes to the classes, and then she goes mm-hmm. to get high. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, have you ever had anybody who just takes somebody and make them, like, go inside there and just stay in there and don't come out until they're...
Yeah, we've had people try that.
There would be a line outside that place for all the family members putting people in there so they couldn't get out. But I do think that you need to be in touch with an interventionist. You know, we have an inpatient facility. We want to work with you if we possibly can. But if you need somebody to help you examine all the behaviors around this child, 30 years old, and how enabling it is. But, you know, sometimes people literally, I mean, she's lost her child and doesn't, that isn't enough. So
nothing is important, more important to her than getting the next fix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to Al-Anon at all?
That's what I was wondering.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
Jackie, you've never heard of Al-Anon?
Wow.
No, I don't know what that is. I do need help for myself.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what Al-Anon is.
That's for you, and that's where everybody that needs that's got an addict or an alcoholic in their family needs to be involved.
It's free. They have groups all over the place, all different times.
And if you don't like this group, you go to a different group.
I bet there are 1,000 meetings in this area every week of Al-Anon meetings. So they'll be able.
I thought that was for people that are alcoholics.
That's AA or Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh. Al-Anon is for the family member. You qualify.
Look it up and get a phone call to get the schedule and start going to those meetings.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have much time left.
That'll help you deal with it.
Yeah.
So what do we send her?
Well, I'll send her a life recovery Bible
that'll help her through
the Al-Anon.
Some of that.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Well, you've been listening to New Life Live, and we always want to remind you that the year end is coming up pretty soon.
Yes, it is.
And it's a time when a lot of people settle up in terms of their giving, and we'd sure appreciate it if you would keep New Life in mind mm-hmm. with that giving, because we have not only the some needs from this year, but it also sets the pace for what mm-hmm. we're going to do next year.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So increase your joy and increase ours, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
By giving. The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
Well, you know, and just the people that have called while I've been here are so stuck. And when you support us, you support maybe just that one little insight that might mm-hmm. move them on, or being introduced to a support group for people that are codependent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the support does, along with all the workshops.
Battle, the marriage workshop, the healing is a choice, the Lose It for Life. All of those need to have subsidies that go beyond just what the fees
cover. And we're so grateful for everybody that does support us. It means a lot.
So do some praying, do some calculating. And then, as Larry said on one of the earlier shows, send us a big check.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
That's
Larry laughed, and he kind of got embarrassed.
Yes.
What he said.
Yeah.
And I like it better when you're the host and I'm the co-host.
Hey, this yeah. is this so, is a lot of fun over here, Dave. But you did a great job, and thanks for filling
Yay,
in.
Team.
Yeah, we're glad you got here. So have a great week, and
yeah.
we'll see you again tomorrow.
Countdown to Christmas.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.